When I grow up, will there still be meat from animals, or will it be grown in a vat?
I guess there are two ways of looking at that question. One is, will we have such a global food crisis that we need to use technology to create the nutrients we used to get from the earth? And the other is, will we just prefer to eat synthetic foods instead of foods that we grow? And I am not sure what will happen in the future, but I'd be really interested to find out who decides to go into this field first, because I have no doubt that it will happen, that people will want to make fake nutrients and to supply them from manufacturing instead of from agriculture. The consequences of that could be huge and terrible, but we'll have to see, and it's a really interesting thing to think about.
It seems to me that in the future, as farming and other things progress, then it may be more difficult for real meat to be sustainable. And certainly the way that factory farming is going today, it doesn't seem like that's going to be something that can be continued into the distant future. So will there be real meat in the future? Probably, but I bet it will be a combination of processed types of foods, as well as hopefully more sustainable farming and agriculture.
In the future, we'll definitely still be eating meat from animals. With the move away from factory farming and with the move towards more organic farming, it's going to be hard to create a sustainable model of animal production, meat production, that will sustain the country, much less the world. So what may happen is that we begin to use genetically engineered animals. Animals without a head. Animals without a brain. Animals that don't look like the sheep and the cows that we see now, but are very similar. That are raised solely for the purpose of their meat. Not much different than the factory farming now, but some people would say that it's different because these animals don't have a brain to think with. They don't have a brain to feel feelings with. They don't have a soul, maybe. Doesn't mean it's much better than what the factory farming is now, but it might provide us an excuse to keep up the meat-eating culture that we have now.